In this bulletin, a man charged with three counts of murder following the boarding house fire in Sydney. The leaders of three EU nations travel to Kyiv as attacks across Ukraine intensify. And in sport, Australia enters into their final day of the second test match against Pakistan in Karachi. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. A man accused of three counts of murder over the Sydney boarding house fire will face court today. The 45-year-old is also charged with one count of destroying property by fire. Three people died in the fire in Newtown, while eight managed to escape. Two people are in hospital, with one in a critical condition. New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner Peter Cotter has thanked those who helped with offers of accommodation and essential supplies.
So it is really, really impressive for the community to come forward, and that is with accommodation and also supplying of food packs for some of the people that really were unhoused, I suppose you'd say, from the fire.
The Prime Ministers of the Czech Republic, Poland and Slovenia have arrived in Kyiv by train to show support for Ukraine, the first foreign leaders to visit the capital since Russia invaded last month. More Russian airstrikes and shelling have hit Ukraine's capital in the last number of hours, killing at least four people and leading Kyiv's mayor to announce a 35-hour curfew as invading forces continue to advance. Vaccinated Australians will be allowed to enter New Zealand without needing to quarantine from April 12. And Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says travellers from other countries with visa waiver arrangements with New Zealand would be allowed to enter without quarantine from May 1. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese is denying allegations of bullying within the Labor Party. It follows a report in The Australian, which describes a so-called Mean Girls Club and a pattern of hostility by senior Labor Party members towards the late Senator Kimberly Kitching. Mr Albanese has told the Nine Network he's not aware of any cultural issues amongst the party's politicians.
We have an extraordinary group of talented women, and they are all making a contribution. Kimberly Kitching, someone who I appointed to the front bench for the first time, and I was pleased with her contribution.
Israeli forces have shot dead two Palestinians in the West Bank. Israel's border police say the shootings happened during clashes that erupted during a raid to detain suspected militants. They say a gunman fired at undercover officers during an operation at a refugee camp in the northern West Bank, and the officers then shot back. But the Palestinian Ministry of Foreign Affairs has condemned the shootings as extrajudicial killings that should be punished under international law. In cricket, Australia needs eight wickets on the final day to win the second test match against Pakistan in Karachi. Australia has set Pakistan a massive target of 506 to win the match. But Pakistan are batting much better in their second innings than they did in their first, and are 2 for 192 entering the last day. Australian assistant coach Michael DiVenito says there'll be plenty in the conditions on the final day to help the Australian bowlers.
It's still going to be hard work, there's no doubt about that. And as I said just before, when the ball's hard and it's going to be reversing, that's a crucial part of the game for us to get some breakthroughs then. Once the ball softens, it certainly becomes easier for batting. But still, there's variable bounce. There's going to be a little bit more turn.
Well, now today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, humid and partly cloudy, 32. Melbourne, humid with a possible shower, 25. Hobart, partly cloudy, 24. Canberra, mostly sunny, 23. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23 degrees. Sydney, much the same, 26. Newcastle, showers and 26. Brisbane, a light shower or two, 29. Cairns, showers and 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.